You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:08. Be listening for the Pick a Gift snippet to play. When you hear the whole song played again, caller number 25 gets a chance to pick a gift underneath our Christmas tree.
There's a few more presents left under there. A few big ones, a couple small ones. Pick wisely.
We got a present yesterday from St. Jude's.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I took it home. I didn't think you would want it.
So you taking my gifts now? Is that what you're doing? From the wonderful people at St. Jude? Like, I'm not a partner in hope? Excuse me?
I didn't think you would want it. I really didn't. It's a beautiful Christmas ornament. One for me, one for you. And I was like, Brian don't have a tree up.
I don't own a tree. All right, you can have it. Shout out to St. Jude, though. A wonderful organization that we definitely support.
I posted yesterday my beautiful wreath on my door. I'm getting in the holiday spirit. Santa's elves came and decorated the studio. There's stockings up with each of our names on it, but there's nothing in the stockings yet.
Damn! What kind of Santa Claus is that?
That's what I'm wondering.
You gonna put something in there?
No.
See, you ain't in the Christmas spirit.
I bought them and put them up. What is you talking about?
There we go. So, you just said that his elves put it up.
But you tried to come at my neck, so I had to let you know I bought them and put them up. Mm-hmm. You can't get a couple of little miniature treats and put them in there for us?
All right, I'll go to the vending machine and get y'all some gum.
New survey is questioning how long we should keep our holiday decorations up. I say this year, everybody mind your business. If somebody want to keep them up till February 14th, let them live.
For real. You know, seriously though, I read an article that says that when you decorate in the Christmas spirit and you love Christmas and everything like that, it really like helps your mental out.
It does. You didn't see me smiling as I was putting up everything and cutting and fixing. It lifts my spirits.
Nah, it does. So, for real, like you said, leave it up however long you want. If you want it up till next summer, next spring, so be it. That's your house.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity gossip. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622, highs in the mid-40s today. Sunny, not as cold as yesterday. Clear 28 right now. On 39th and True, Shay was popping.
They're letting legends like Dionne Warwick on socials now, child. The 80-year-old has been gaining attention for atting folks and making funny little commentary. Well, child, she's using her social media account to drum up some business. She added Netflix and told them that they need to do a story on her life starring Teyana Taylor.
Oh, that fits.
They look alike. There's a side-by-side of her back in her day when Dionne was a shorty. Mm-hmm. And next to Teyana right now, they look related.
Yeah, they both got very strong jawlines. Very good features, though. Both beautiful. I would love to see that.
And why you gotta go to jawline?
It's very defined. If you look at it, it is.
Would you watch a Dionne Warwick story starring Teyana Taylor?
Yes, especially after watching a Whitney Houston biopic, because they were cousins, I think?
Yes.
And it was some things that was going on that I hope would reveal itself in the biopic.
I don't know a lot about Dionne Warwick. I'm going to admit that.
Hey.
I was watching the Bee Gees documentary on HBO last night, and they wrote one of Dionne's hits, and I was like, I didn't know they wrote that song.
Oh yeah, that's where all the money is made.
So a lot of folks watch The Masked Singer. Have you ever seen it?
No.
I've caught it in bits and pieces, and I've seen a couple of different people on there. This season Busta Rhymes was on there, but it sounded just like him, so
very distinctive
voice. Exactly.
Yeah.
Wendy Williams was on there. She got kicked off the same day she appeared. She didn't.
Oh, it's a competition.
It's a competition. So how it works is they're in these ornate costumes, Brian, and they sing songs or either rap songs, and the panel of judges have to guess who it is.
Right.
Then the audience decides whose performance they like the most, and then those people are saved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And so a new champion of season 4 of The Masked Singer was crowned last night.
And now, this is the moment we find out who will be our Masked Singer season 4 champion.
Oh, my goodness.
The Sun!
So the son was
dramatic.
Leanne Rimes, the country singer.
Oh, okay, yeah. I know who she is. She sung on the song for Con Air, I believe.
She did.
You seen Con Air? You know about that movie?
I saw it like years and years ago. I can't even remember. I know your boy was in it.
Dave Chappelle.
No, that's not who I was thinking about.
He's in it.
Not Nick Nolte. What's the other guy's name? The lead man, the lead con.
Oh, Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said Nick Nolte, but I think Nick was somewhere in my mind.
That's the guy of 48 Hours, right?
Yeah. They don't look nothing alike. They ain't nothing alike. Just Nick was in my head. Dang, I was gonna say something.
Well, hold it for the next shade. Hold it.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I woke up this morning, my car wouldn't start, had to go to work, and I have to walk all the way up to the bus stop just to be an hour late for work. I know, it's a bummer, and it's cold.
Brian, send an Uber for her.
Oh, that would be sweet, but Uber caught too much.
Thank you. You already gave me an excuse. I appreciate that. Appreciate it.
Okay, my sister, I got to teach you how to do this here. Okay? You don't turn down nothing and say that you are worth whatever it costs.
It was nothing to turn down.
Hold up. I'm talking to my young sister right now. Back, young man.
And my pop.
What I'm telling you is there is no price that is too much for you.
Amen.
Okay? So this will last you the rest of your life. I don't care what it is. Your answer to anything somebody want to bless you with is thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
That's it.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Now, if you think that an Uber ride is digging for gold, I'm going to need you to rethink your whole life because you flawed.
It's the
flawed.
Principle, Shay. It's the principle.
No principle.
I would normally take the ride, but I would take that money and that cash and spend it on my kids for Christmas, and Christmas is next week.
So that's
what I would do.
It's dark outside. It's a young sister at the bus stop. Kick in.
What's your name?
My name's Angel.
Dear Angel to Angel.
Angel, we appreciate you calling up. Have a good one.
Thank y'all. Have a blessed one.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. In the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mad sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one that family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up. Ay, I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. Alexa, Turn on the morning grind with Shay and Chyne.
Good morning, 653. What up, Max Sauce? Highs in the mid-40s. Right now, you are clear at 26 in KCK.
Brian, you are aware that Ricky Bobby is a driver.
Yeah.
Ricky Bobby being me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm nice with mine.
What are you getting at?
I could drive. Mayor Quentin Lucas, I haven't been street racing, I promise. Apparently, hella races and sideshows have been popping up all over the town, Brian.
Yeah.
Folk been telling. They say the noise, there's been property damage, and even some violence have happened at these sideshows.
Last weekend, there was a video that went around, or was it 2 weekends ago? They were in Power and Light doing that. In the middle of Power and Light, where usually is, you know, when we're not in the middle of coronavirus, there's plenty of people, plenty of police officers and everything, but there's nothing down there. So, they took advantage of that.
Yesterday, Mayor Quentin Lucas says that he's working on legislation that will allow officers to penalize people organizing or participating in these illegal street races.
Oh, boy.
He said these penalties would include impoundment.
Oh.
Certain penalties will go to the vehicle, not to the person, I guess.
Can't have the Lambo getting impounded, Shay. Y'all better
Lambo.
Chill out. What?
Lambo.
Oh, I said that out loud. My bad. My Lambo.
Got no Lambo.
Getting the oil change right now.
Boy.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Toilet paper, hand sanitizer. Long been back on the shelves. The folk at the Clorox Company said that they're not going to have wipes back in full stock until the middle of next year.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
This does not mean for you to run out there today and wild for the night.
Oh, you know they are. You know what's finna happen.
What? What? And you got to be kidding me.
Keeping Clorox wipes in the bathroom to clean up little minor messes right as they happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Some folks may consider this a mess. Get a phone call from your significant other, Brian. She's sounding sweet and beautiful like she does normally.
Ew.
She might even say, hey, daddy. Make you feel like a real man.
Be sexy.
Wait, I gotta get back in character.
All right.
So she says, bae, I gotta stay at my ex's house tonight. My car won't start. What's the next thing you're gonna say?
Wow, what a coincidence. Because I gotta stay at mine too.
So you petty?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
This is a meme that's going on. Some folks in the comments said, oh, don't worry, baby. I'm sending Uber right over there to come get you.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't gonna try to fix it. You just, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. You doing what you doing, and I'm gonna do me. Mm-hmm.
Petty.
What are you staying over your ex's house for? I mean, I know you, what the reason you told me, but that ain't good enough.
What was you doing over there in the first place? That's...
Mm-hmm. Doing something wrong.
Unless you was dropping off the kids. Now, that would be maybe a viable reason.
Okay. Drop them off don't mean stay. I mean...
But the car won't start, remember?
Go to the payphone.
Payphone and do what?
You need to find a reason to leave or something. Don't stay there. What if I did that?
Then you're supposed to say, okay, I'm on my way to come get you. That's not what you...
Okay.
What would you say if your boo said, babe, I had to stay at my ex's house tonight. My car won't start.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23, highs in the mid-40s today. Sunny skies right now. You clear at 25 on 18th and Vine. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Sagittarius friends. Wanda Hutchinson, singer from the group Emotions. That's one of my favorite Christmas jams from the Emotions.
What do the lonely do?
Boy, look.
At Christmas.
I listen to that every Christmas time.
What do they do? What do they do? That's Grandma Cheryl's song.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. She
hey,
love that
Grandma
song.
Grandma Cheryl. This Wanda lady, 69 today.
All right.
And we got to wish a happy birthday to one of our friends, friend of the show, from the town, Jay White did it. It's his birthday today.
My dog. Happy birthday, dog. And everybody else born on December 17th.
So Tyler Perry is single after being in a relationship with this lady, Giselle, for 10 years. They have a baby together.
Ow.
He's back out there on the market.
Ow.
I really have a serious question. If it were not for his millions and millions of dollars, would the average lady be like, yes, Tyler?
Hope you ain't asking me that.
I said lady. You ain't no lady.
I mean, you looked at me with the expectation of you finna answer this question.
No, I didn't.
You tell
I just
me,
looked at you.
You shooting your shot? He got a whole neighborhood.
I mean,
in Atlanta.
I said, this, without the money is what I said. Without the money, would you want to mess with Tyler Perry? But he's mad tall. And you know that's one of my...
That's all you care about?
That's not all that I care about.
I don't know how tall you said you was again.
He's 51, so he's on the cusp of, you know, old men giving you worms. What?
So how tall you said you was again?
You gonna answer the question? Is yes or no?
I just said he's tall, but then again, he's right on the cusp of giving me worms.
That ain't yes or no.
Maybe we'll make that a question or something online.
What are you talking about,
say.
Honey?
Congratulations on order for Keisha Knight Pulliam. She's engaged to actor Brad James.
Who that?
He's cute, but I ain't never seen him before. Never. Hold on while I do
actor.
This. While I do the slight Google to see what movies he... Don't you do him.
Actor.
It's a actor. Let me see what
he
movies
played,
he
played. He played the fake R. Kelly in the Aaliyah biopic.
Okay, he been in mad Christmas movies like on... on Lifetime. Don't you laugh. That's money.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, he was in something called The Haunting in Connecticut.
Oh boy, straight to DVD, huh?
Shut up, Brian.
He been on Ion. He
I've
been
never
on
heard
channel.
Of any of these titles.
Uh-huh.
Marry Me for Christmas.
Oh boy.
He's in that with the chick that played the daughter in...
You don't even know her name. Look
now,
at
hold
you.
Hold on.
Oh boy.
If you'll stop, I can get it.
He's
the one with Urkel. The show with Urkel in it.
Family Matters?
Yes.
Laura?
Yes.
What's she been in?
Marry Me for Christmas. It came out in 2013. You're not going to pull this man.
What part of Atlanta they going to be living in?
Her part.
What part is that?
I don't know where she lives.
Bang
That's my Sarah, too. You, Keisha got wild paper. That time, Cosby Show, that's all she needed. And don't forget about the Tyler Perry films she's been in.
Has Brad James been in any of them Tyler Perry films?
Not yet.
No?
But I'm sure she's going to give him the connect.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I'm going to be talking with Mr. Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, coming up in a short, Brian. Major League Baseball decided to allow thousands of Negro Leagues players to be added to the Major League Baseball statistics.
Long overdue.
So that means Josh Gibson, who had a dope season, might be unseating some folks that people have thought were the greatest in baseball.
Babe Ruth. Bye.
We'll see what that means coming up real soon. So this is getting a little messy, Brian. A lot of responses on a meme that's been circulating on social media. It says, "Bae, I got to stay at my ex's house tonight. My car's not starting." And then you're supposed to fill in the next sentence behind that.
How about new?
Hell no. When did you record that?
You said it one day. You say a lot of things. What do you say to this, though? To this situation?
That probably would never happen to me unless it was like them trying to like revive Punk'd or something. But if it did come through, I would be like, okay, well, I'm on my way to come get you.
Hell no.
Rob, he said, don't come back here. Your stuff is outside.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you can come back and get your stuff. Locks might change.
Carmita said, did Uber stop working? Okay, I can't read what Corey said. It's too long.
Valid points, though, for real.
What do you say to your ex who says they can't come home because the car won't start?
I would be like, okay, I'm on my way. I'm going to go ahead and grab my bag and tell them to scoot over because ain't no way you about to be spending the night over there and I'm not there, period.
She bringing her spending the night bag.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I'm definitely bringing my bag and my bonnet and everything, and, yes, and she can go on and sleep on the couch.
Yeah. You putting her out of her own bed?
Out of her own bed.
The more the merrier. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, let me know.
Yeah. All right. What's your name?
I'm Star.
All right, Star. Thank you so much for calling up this morning, girl.
All right, Shanshine. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
What's better than love?
Money.
Oh, Brian. A meme's been being passed around on socials. It says, "Babe, got to stay at my ex's house tonight. My car not starting." Then you're supposed to fill in the next sentence. Vanessa said, "You must be ready to be with the Lord."
Oh boy. Look at that.
D said, "What you doing turning your car off? Drop and roll."
Stop, drop and roll.
Wow.
I think the women would be more violent in this situation, Shay. Y'all don't play about stuff like that. Us men, some of us, not all of us, because I know we can be emotional too. Sometimes,
all the men I done dealt with.
Here you go. Here you go.
I don't know nothing about that. But this is the experience of the many men that I've dated. I don't think
many men.
Well, I don't think you've dated many men, so you don't really know how they respond.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I just know that, you know, I come from a pack of players, you know what I'm saying? We just let you do what you want to do, you know what I'm saying?
Can't.
You better choose wisely. You feel me?
Sensational.
What are you gonna say to your boo staying over her ex's house?
I hope he's paying some bills, because you're going to stay your ass over there. I'm sorry. Because that's not cool. I ain't dealing with that.
He over here popping locks, Brian. He going to change the locks on her.
I'm going to steal my ring, and you can grab whatever when I drop it off. I ain't dealing with that.
Cut it off right now, dog. Don't prolong it. Cut it off. What's your name?
Dre.
All right, Dre. Thank you so much for calling up.
Yeah, no problem.
Because you're not that cute, and your hair is uneven. You look dusty.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, Mr. Kendrick.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What you got on?
Oh, my God. It's 8-something in the morning, Shay.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later, Mr. Kendrick. Mm. Let's talk about Major League Baseball deciding to add the statistics of thousands of Negro League baseball players. This is something that you were on Reels talking about a couple of months ago.
Yeah, it's exciting. It truly, guys, was a historic day for Negro Leagues history and for us at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum with this historic announcement of Major League Baseball finally, you know, long overdue, acknowledging the Negro Leagues as exactly what it was, a major league. and so very gratifying, and we're very proud of what took place yesterday.
So that means that Josh Gibson, for example, now has the second highest batting average in Major League history with 365 behind Ty Cobb's 366. So many accolades we can get into with Josh Gibson and the rest of the Negro Leagues players from back in the day. Do you finally feel vindicated for the work that you've done over the past several years now that this is taking place, Mr. Kendrick?
And you know, Brian, it is really interesting because when I first caught wind that this was being considered, and I was a little bit in my radical defiant state. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, we don't need you to validate us. You know, I knew the Negro League players and how, you know, their mindset, they knew they were good. And they knew their league was good. And so I'm kind of radical. We don't need you to validate us. But then I had to step outside of myself, you know, because I'm so close to this, and realize what this means for historical sake. And so with that in mind, it is kind of this gratification and level of satisfaction to know not necessarily that you were validating them, but you were acknowledging them. And because prior to this, I didn't even know about that 1968 commission that had blatantly dismissed the Negro League.
Wow.
Put in all these other little rinky-dink leagues that made no impact on the game whatsoever, and certainly no impact on Major League Baseball, and yet this league that had greatly impacted Major League Baseball both financially and also in terms of the level of play once they opened the door for these players from the Negro League to let them in, had this indelible impact. And so the fact that they are now being officially acknowledged in the annals of history. And so in my mind, what was so gratifying yesterday was that Major League Baseball has essentially done what the Negro Leagues Museum hopes to do, and that's to rewrite the pages of American history books. Now, granted, it started with them rewriting their own history, but this will ultimately move over to really legitimately rewriting the pages of American history books. And so it was a tremendously proud day for all of those, and not just the players, Brian, but also those courageous owners who financed the creation of these teams when Major League Baseball shunned them. And so the owners and players, this is really significant.
So what does this mean for your mentor and the man who created the Negro Leagues? We know he's got a Lifetime Achievement Award in Cooperstown, but does this mean that he could be put into the Hall of Fame for his play during the Negro Leagues?
Well, you know, Shay, he was actually up for consideration this year, and the Hall of Fame postponed that election discussion because of the virus. They couldn't get together and meet, and so now in 2021, Buck will be on the list along with another former Negro Leaguer, Minnie Minoso, and the late great Dick Allen, who we lost sadly last week, will all be up for consideration. If they get in, they would go in officially in 2022, which coincidentally is at the same time that the museum's U.S. Mint commemorative coin,
yes,
would be minted and made available. So, you know, all eyes really are on 2022 for us as it looks at Buck and the potential Hall of Fame celebration of Buck O'Neill. I don't want to put the cart before the horse because there's still a lot to happen between now and next year's consideration for him in the Hall of Fame. But most people believe that if he's back up for consideration, that he will get in. But to be honest, guys, hell, I thought that in 2006.
Right.
And it's 14 years later, and he still ain't in. And so I have to prepare myself both mentally and emotionally for what happens if he doesn't get in. Mm. Because it was excruciating the first time around when he didn't get in. I mean, we were also, it was beyond disappointment, you know. And so I know how that feeling is, and I don't really want to go through that again. But, you know, the hope is that he will. The hope is that we'll be able to orchestrate a significant Buck O'Neill Hall of Fame celebration. And then have a U.S. Mint coin at the same time. So, you know, as museum president, I'm kind of licking my lips about all of that.
Can you imagine the suit he gonna wear, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
To the Buck O'Neill Hall of Fame celebration?
Pinstripes made of gold. Mr. Bob Kendrick, this is such a special year, 100-year anniversary of the Negro Leagues. This is such a special moment for not only for you, but for Kansas City. We share this excitement with you. So thank you for coming on and sharing this with us. Have a good one.
All right, guys. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, highs in the mid-40s today. Sunny, not as cold. Right now, you got sunny skies at 25 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Thug Nasty R&B artist Jeremih, in a recent radio interview, opened up about what it's been like since he was near death battling COVID-19.
I had the tube down my throat for about a week and a half, so I was really like in a dream. And I ain't gonna lie, I woke up about 2 times, and all I remember is just seeing a white light, you know, those 2 times that I was in there. Wow. And, you know, I didn't, what I end up having, and I don't mind sharing it, because now, you know, I'm here, but it was called a multiple inflammatory syndrome, MIS, which is a rare case of, you know, cause and effects of COVID, and my whole insides, all my organs became inflamed. My heart went out, stopped beating, it started beating irregularly, and my kidneys went out, my liver started to peel and go bad. It was just like, from, you know, now I know all that now. Mind you, I didn't know what was going on at the time I was out.
Wow. Shay, that's the most scary thing. There's a lot of scary things about this virus, but the thing of it is that we don't know what this affects for everybody. Some people lose taste, some people lose smell. I've seen people saying that their taste buds taste like gasoline now. Things taste like gasoline after they've had coronavirus.
We don't know what it does to the body, and this is a serious situation. Jeremih is young, he's relatively fit. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
if this can mess him or athletes, if this can mess athletes up, come on, y'all. Wear your mask.
One time for Mackenzie Scott, that's the ex-wife of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, she donated more than $1.7 billion to HBCUs.
Woo! Look at that. Love that. Thank you.
Bowie State, Alcorn, Clark Atlanta, Morgan State are some of the recipients of her money. Beautiful thing. My school's not on that list, but that's okay.
Where the money reside, where the money reside.
I ain't mad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Keep the HBCUs alive.
Yeah. And thank you for folks like you who share the importance of HBCUs. You share with me time and time again how much the teachers cared about you, how much the competition helped you out in your life. So, yes, HBCUs are so important.
Yep. I was dressing like I was back on the campus of Johnson C. Smith the other day. I had a Smith T-shirt on, some camo leggings, and some Timbs. Oh, that Lord. Was my uniform when I was in college.
And that's on who? Mary Had a Little Lamb.
What?
That's not the video.
What video?
Where the money reside.
Oh.
Where the money reside.
Hey. Okay. Come on, say.
Where the money reside.
Hey. Making money over here.
Where the money reside.
Come on. Hey. Where the checks at? Where the checks at?
Where the money reside.
Hey. Where the checks at? Where the checks at? Come on.
Where the money reside.
Big, big money bags.
Hey.
Yeah. Big money bags.
Where the money reside.
Big money bags. Hey. Big money
bags.
That's my song, Shay.
You miss partying, don't you? You can turn this into...
Oh, just a little bit. End it with us. Come on, end it.
And that's all. Mary Had a Little Lamb. Okay.
This is the best Christmas ever.
Hot 103 Jams. Making a pick a gift contest winner just like this.
Who is this?
This is Peggy.
All right, Peggy. You're calling number 25.
Hey!
All I need from you is a number between 1 and 103.
We're doing number 50.
Get up under here, Shay. Okay. Ooh. I can already see what this is. Ooh! You see this, Shay?
I just said the other day I wish I had one of these, and I don't. Congratulations, Peggy. You have an Amazon Fire 7 tablet.
Hey.
I wish I had a tablet.
I needed it for school.
See, there you go.
kicking in like a turbo booster.
Shout out to the Missouri Lottery. Play it forward, play responsibly. And Peggy, tell Kansas City what station is letting everybody open up a Christmas gift.
Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that beat.
Listen out for the next Pick a Gift Jam announcement at 10:08 a.m.
Merry Christmas.
Win a free hot gift for Christmas by playing the Pick a Gift contest. Happy holidays from Hot 103.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.